Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'm told I'm a Buick child. That stands for brought up in church kid, Buick. I figure I found about 800 wads of gum beneath church benches, and I sang roughly 2,700 hymns and heard about 6,000 sermons. How many of them do I remember? Well, sadly, fewer than you might think. Though nuggets of truth from that many sermons have to rub off on you. And what characterized the messages I do remember? For one thing, something went badly wrong. This included a man strolling to the front of our church during a sermon and yelling at our pastor. Thankfully, the pastor responded with grace. A guest speaker fainted and finished his talk while sitting on a chair, sipping water. Well, here are just a few of the many blunders I have made recording Laugh Again this past year. Sadly, my son saves these and threatens to play them every once in a while, so here we go. I loved to pull on my dad's whiskers, catch his fastballs, and wrestle with him on the living room floor. And then we would go out and we'd sing songs. Okay. Fortunately, we coconut trees are scarce in Canada. We had tons of rules when I was growing up. Let's start again. Someone said that dog created cats to show that not everything on earth has a purpose. Did I say dog created cats? More than 93% said relationships with God, a spouse, a grandchild, a thing. For 3 hours only that weekend, the sky... Regular walkers experience less stress, less sickness, lower blood. Play football with a roll. I sometimes breathe the second hand of smoke. The auditors draw jopped. Grandpa said, draw jopped? I promised the kids great reward. One day she was out shopping for groceries. Each of us finds a trunk in our skunk at... I will sing to the Lord as long as my live. Number two, shorten your to-do lisp. List! Shipwreck, or as I like to say, shipwrecked. Christmas hymns stir warm memories as we shop, but the lyrics are largely ignored. But they pointed water piddles. Did you ever think of having your very own time machine? Come on. Where would you go? Where would you do? What would you do? A mom brought her kids to the ER. They had eaten bags of Halloween candy and had tummy aches. Atomic aches. Talk to a new person in that church foyer. Church. 30 people birds poached in a church. Go ahead and laugh. In the 1968 Olympics, marathon runner John Stephen Akwari of Tanzania came staggering into the stadium an hour behind the winner. During some jockeying, John had fallen, smacking the pavement with his shoulder and dislocating his knee. 75 athletes began that race, 57 finished. Most of the fans were gone. The sun had set, but John wasn't done. He was number 57. He later said, "My country did not send me to Mexico City to start the race. They sent me to finish the race. This one thing I do," wrote Paul, "forgetting what's behind. I press on toward the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. We may walk with a limp, but let's lean on Him and press on today."
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.